This weekend, art from all over the world comes to Seattle. It's the second year for the Seattle Art Fair. It is a Paul Allen brainchild, sort of a Northwest version of Switzerland's Art Basel or the Venice Biennale. And it means we're going to have even a few more billionaires in town, along with some big name artists. Here's the Stranger's art critic, Jen Graves.
It's going to be huge. It really is going to be huge. If the sky changed colors, I would believe that it was an art installation this coming weekend.
Wow.
It's going to be insane.
Who's going to be here?
Well, they are. It's the Seattle Art Fair is going to be here. They're expecting 18,000 to 20,000 people to attend. There are also going to be other events all over town.
Is this 18,000 to 20,000 people crawling around where?
A warren of booths where the dealers have come in from around the country and also Europe and Asia to sell art and show it. So you don't have to buy it. You can just look at it.
Carrie Brownstein?
Oh, yes. There are also projects and talks and all kinds of non-commercial stuff at the fair. And Carrie Brownstein is going to be talking to Kyle MacLachlan. Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth is going to be talking to an art historian. All kinds of stuff.
How did Seattle come to have a mega art fair?
So Paul Allen goes to art events around the world. He decided he wanted to have something that was a little bit like the Venice Biennale. He also, I think, goes to Art Basel, which is a commercial fair. Venice Biennale is not commercial. So he decided he wanted something like that here in the Northwest. So what we ended up with a Seattle Art Fair, which is a commercial event, but it also puts on non-commercial shows, projects, talks, Carrie Brownstein's, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So let's say I am one of the gazillionaires who's going to come and visit Seattle for the art fair. What could I do here?
First, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. You can
Every penny.
I know you did. I don't worry. I would never.
What would I do?
Go to Seattle Art Fair. You would go to Seattle Art Fair. You would buy something very expensive. You could buy something quite expensive. You would also go on VIP tours to collectors' homes in Seattle, which is fun for the VIP crowd. And, you know, you could mingle with other gazillionaires, one hopes. We need gazillionaires to keep this thing afloat, really. What we need are people buying art at a relatively high level. Otherwise, the dealers won't want to come back. It won't make any sense for them to come back. And this is only the second year of the fair. I hope it goes for a long time.
Will it?
That's the question. We don't know. There weren't a huge amount of kind of big sales last year, but there was a lot of excitement. There was a big crowd. So they're really hoping that the crowd will come out again. But the crowd is not as important as the sales. We need sales to keep big dealers like David Zwirner from New York, Pace from New York, Petzl from New York, Robertson Tilton from L.A. We need for those dealers to continue coming back. We need for people to buy from them.
So is the Seattle Art Fair just for rich people? What if I've got $20 to break off? What can I do?
All you need to do is use your $20 to get in the door. You wander around. It's lovely. It's an art fair can be like a museum show, just an extremely disorganized one. There can be museum quality work in there. It's just that, you won't be able to afford it. But so what? You can't afford it at museums and galleries either. It's fun to see.
It's fun to see. What does the local art community think of all this?
You know, that really depends. I mean, if you're a big organization that needs to keep your budget balanced, I think any attention on art that could be good for admission or fundraising is a good thing. I think if you're essentially a black bloc anarchist artist, you'll stay miles away from this.
Okay, so for now, anyway, Seattle has the art fair. We don't know for how long. Mm-hmm. Best case, worst case scenario, how do you think this affects life in Seattle?
Mm. Best case scenario is that it becomes sustainable. So those big galleries make sales. That's what I'd like to see happen. I think if the Seattle Art Fair can really get a footing and maybe become self-sustainable and not have to rely on, whether Paul Allen wants to continue sponsoring, then that's going to be healthy for everyone. There are tons of satellite events that Seattle artists are putting on, and there are talks, and it's really a cultural event that isn't just limited to the fair itself, and that's good for Seattle.
Worst case scenario?
Worst case, I think, really is that it sort of stumbles along, fails to make the bottom line, loses dealers, appears again maybe one or two times in a sort of diluted form, having lost the big dealers and then getting sort of not so great smaller dealers, because smaller dealers that want to be there with the big dealers won't want to be there if the big dealers aren't there. Is this making any sense? So, you know, I think like this sort of limping and then sort of falling to the ground and ceasing to exist.
And maybe kind of sad to compare it to the heady days that we're in now of the Paul Allen Seattle Art Fair.
I think if the Seattle Art Fair... If the Seattle Art Fair failed, it would be like being an 8-year-old and going to sleep over at a billionaire's house. Then you just like have to come home in the morning and be like, oh, now I see what a fancy thing is, and I don't get to do it.
Little Orphan Annie never gets adopted by Daddy Warbucks.
Little middle class Annie never gets to forget the fanciness that they now know they don't have because they went and saw that other thing.
That is Jen Graves, the art critic for The Stranger, telling you about the Seattle Art Fair, which begins Thursday. That's August 4th. It runs until Sunday, the 7th, and the big stuff happens at the Century Link Field Event Center. We're tweeting out a link to the Seattle Art Fair now if you want to check out the schedule, maybe buy tickets. We are sending that out at KUOW.